Good morning. Most of us, in fact all of us, have heard Yajna history. How many of you have not heard any stories, Yajna stories at all? Heard Yajna history? Lot of stories from Dadis. And as we hear them, it gives us a very great joy and pleasure and a deep connection, because we come from that family. But the thing is, before Shiv Baba entered Brahma Baba, though yes, Brahma Baba is a very, very special soul in even Laukik family, in Laukik world, but yet he was ordinary person in terms of not knowing knowledge, ignorant soul. So when Shiv Baba gave lot of visions to Baba and gave knowledge in whatever way, Dada Lake Raj became Brahma, the creator, the father of humanity, within a very short span of time. Although the Almighty God has taken that body, is right inside that body, but yet that soul has to make the effort. I'm sure you all remember many times Baba speaks his experience in Murli, saying that Baba is in this body, but still Baba forgets. While eating, Baba remembers when he begins the food, like one or two morsels, and again he forgets. And also many times Baba says, like, Baba has so many responsibilities, concern for children. And so in this business, in this responsibility, Baba forgets Shiv Baba. And Baba also has described many times in the Murli as to how Baba makes effort, how Baba made effort, how Baba made effort to become soul conscious, how Baba made effort to remember Shiv Baba, how Baba was, you know, talking to Shiv Baba, conversation with Shiv Baba. So it means Brahma Baba, the only soul, made effort. And after that comes Dadis. In the beginning of Yajna, there were nearly 350, 400 souls who came to Baba. And they also made effort. They also had love for Baba. And we all have heard many, many stories of all those sisters, now Dadis or seniors, how they made the effort. Now the question is there any difference in the effort Brahma Baba made from that of the Dadis? Is there any difference from those 350 or 400 souls in the beginning, the type of effort or whatever the effort they made, to that of the effort what we are making? Is there any difference in the effort that what we are making from that of those initial, original souls who made the effort? Yes, no. Is there any difference in the love? Because meditation, yoga means love. Is there any difference in the love that those Dadis or the original souls had in the beginning from that of the love what we are having for Baba? Yes, no. What yes? Yes for what? There is a difference in love? Love is love. Okay, how many say yes, there is difference? Hand up. How many say there is no difference? No difference? Is there any difference in the effort they made and what we are making? Yes? How many say yes in effort? And there is no difference in effort? What effort they made, what effort we are making is all the same? Hand up. So, effort is different, but love is same. Is that what you mean? So what is effort? Effort in making love, isn't it? There is lot and lot and lot of effort. Lot of difference. In the beginning, because I had been having fortune to be with dadis for a long time, so I've seen them, you know, their effort and their love for Baba. There is definitely lot of difference. And of course, most of you, all souls who are here, and also most of you definitely have had the experience being with the seniors for little time or for more, and might have seen the effort directly. In the beginning, the knowledge was very little. We never had vast and depth of knowledge. Knowledge was very brief and very little. And that was like a seed, like essence. The essence of the entire knowledge, what we are listening today, we are developing many courses out of it. We are churning and getting so many points, and there are so many lectures and blah, blah, blah. So many, we have a lot of material. But then, it was just the seed, the sense of it, the sap. And today Baba was talking about very interesting thing in the Murli. Baba was talking about the confusion in the mind. Yeah? And Brahmins, after having so clear knowledge, we still have a lot of confusion in the mind. Clouded mind. Our minds are not clear. And so we are not able to catch what Baba really wants us. We can't listen to what Baba is speaking to us. We definitely speak to Baba, but what Baba speaks to us, we can't hear. We can't experience Baba's love. We can't experience that bliss and that power. Because there is that blockage, that confusion, the cloud. And because we lack the experience, we speak more of knowledge, but we lack the experience. We have information, but we don't have wisdom. We have a lot of knowledge, but we don't have wisdom. But then, no confusion. Like if you have 150 dresses in your wardrobe, and you just open the wardrobe, you definitely take some time to pick your dress from that wardrobe of 150 dresses. Which dress to wear? Because you have 150. Right? So confusion. White or green or red. Or maybe maroon. Maybe violet. Maybe this goes with that. Confusion. Lot of thoughts. time is given there. But say if you have only two dresses, then is there any confusion? Because one is on my body, the other is right there. You have no choice. You see? When you have to take this out, you have to wear that. Finish. So in the beginning, knowledge was little and that's it. No more confusions. It was so straight and Baba was giving that experience in souls at that time because they had the deep love. Two things in the beginning. One, unshakable conviction, faith. Baba said and they did. No delay. Why, when, later, now, necessary, not necessary, mending amendments, nothing. Just as it is what Baba said, then and there, they begin to do it. So that amount of faith they had, which today we don't. Difference? Yes? We make amendments. Yeah, Baba tells that, but we have to think, no? We have to think. Baba says surrender, but we can't surrender, can we? Baba says your body, your mind, your wealth, your time, your speciality, everything belongs to Baba. Well, it's very nice to hear, but we can't do that, isn't it? Can you surrender your body, your mind, your wealth, your time to Baba? Really not, isn't it? Baba says, but I have to keep something for myself. You see? Some savings and some... Baba says, have total disinterest for the world. Live as a detached observer. See, not see. I should see. How can I not see? I should see little, only then I can do. I should have this. I should... So I make my own decisions and amendments. And then I become responsible for my own clouds, confusions. When God says, God is speaking, the Almighty is speaking, you don't have this, should not have this, so I must not have this. That's it. No second thought. Yeah, maybe little is fine. Baba don't have body. You see, it's very easy for Baba to talk about all this. Let him come to Colombia, let him come to wherever I am and he would know what it is. It's not so easy to speak like Baba, you know. We have to live the life. We have body. It's very bad, difficult to really become body, you know, to forget the body, to become soul conscious. We really need to have little ego and only then we can get the things done. Even being a Brahman, we think like outsiders. When Baba says egoless, then egoless. Forget it. No matter what, whether you respect me, you don't respect me, you like me, you don't like me, that's your problem. I have to do this because I am God's child. Yes, I am in my household. Yes, I am in my job, doing, performing all my worldly activities, but yet, as Baba said, I'm a trustee, that's it. So we think, we have a second thought. But in the beginning, they never had second thought. They had unshakable faith. They never saw Shiv Baba entering Brahma, but still, they could experience Shiv Baba in Brahma. They never once had a doubt, is it Shiv Baba speaking? God can speaking this ordinary man? How can I believe? They never had that. But today, many Brahmins have this question, is it Dari Gulzar speaking or Baba speaking? Look at her voice has changed. She's speaking like an ordinary, you know, her voice is so ordinary. So is it Dari Gulzar speaking? Or is it Shiv Baba speaking? Must be Dadi Gulzar, not Shiv Baba. How can Shiv Baba speak in this voice? question? How many of you had the question when voice changed to normal? See? But the original souls never had any question. Is it Brahma speaking or Shiva Baba speaking? Voice changed or face changed or anything changed or did not change makes no difference. My only concern is what is he speaking? How is he speaking doesn't matter. In what voice speak doesn't matter. It's God's words. The words of the God, the versions of God is more important than the voice. How Daddy did not go to trance? How did Shiva Baba come into the coming? So many questions, even in Brahman. Yes? Yeah? You have had the question? But according to the time, things have to transform. The system gradually transforms, changes. And Baba did mention that earlier, a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. But we didn't really pay attention to what it meant. But when it really happened, we are clouded with many doubts. But in the beginning, they never had such doubt at all. So they had a very powerful ability to recognize God as He is. What is His powers. And the amount of love that they had was incredible. We do have love, definitely. Otherwise we wouldn't have been here today sitting. Every Brahman, no matter what type of effort he makes, but as Baba says many times, every Brahman do have love, but the intensity of love, the magnitude of love, what they had and what we are having, definitely there is difference. Once they recognized Baba, that's it. They even never looked back. They never even had that love, that attachment for their own loved ones. They all came very young. Definitely teenage girls and will have attachment for their parents. But once they recognized Baba, and they said, this is my real Baba, this is my father, no attachment for that father. Even later on, that father came in Gyan, they never called father, father. They all saw as a soul, soul, soul. So very long time, the relationships was never known in Yajna. Who was who, who was who. I never knew Kunj Dadi was Dadi Prakash Mani's sister's daughter. I never knew that. After a very long time. Lechu Dadi was Ishu Dadi's sister. I never knew that for a very long time. Though I saw them for years. You see? Dadi Gulzar and Dadi Rukmani, they are related aunt. Many of us don't. So, the relationships was not like they never behaved, they never lived with that relationships because all the relationships were connected with one and that's it. They never turned back. So that was the love that they had for Baba. And love has tremendous power. Great power. And one of the powers of love is renunciation. If you have real love for someone, it helps you to get rid of the rest of the things. Like even in the world, if a poor boy loves a rich girl, or a rich girl loves a poor boy, and the girls go to the boy, she can renounce, leave back all her richness, wealth, property for the boy, and she can adapt herself according to whatever, you know, the family the boy has. The little house and small room and no many facilities, but she can. So the adjustment and renouncing, leaving back all that she had, she has, was easy because the only thing that she experienced was that love from the boy. This is in Laukik. But here, because they experienced that God's love, and God's love is unconditional, it's so complete, it's so pure and it's so full. And once they experienced that unlimited love from God, it was just very easy to let go all their riches, royal, you know, way of life and become a... We're able to get into this yagya system very easily. For many Brahmins, it's very difficult even to get adjust to who is in the center or the system in the center or behavior in the of others. It's so difficult, and so we prefer to be the way we want rather than trying to mingle with others, whoever Baba has put there in whatever circumstances we are in, and to get along with it. Because we can't. So when we feel we can't do it, even in the yagya there were 300, 400 people, and they never had any jobs. They never even, for 14 years, they never even got out of that building. So what were they doing? Every day looking at the same faces, doing the same type of job that they were doing in the yagya, karma yoga. But they never had any other things, no giving lectures, no other things, and nothing at all. So what did they do? If we were put in a cell, in a building, and never allowed to come outside that building, even for 14 days, we would go mad. No internet, no surfing, no telephones, no mobiles, no people coming, no visiting, no hi, hello, nothing, no one to talk. No one to talk. Is that possible? Just imagine if you're allowed to put in a room, and you're supposed to be in that room for 14 days, not talking to anyone, no calling, no visiting anyone, nothing. No shopping, nothing at all. Will you be able to stay? How many can stay? For 14 days? Only 14 days. Even no visitors. You're not supposed to talk to anyone, and nobody is supposed to talk to you. You're just by yourself in a room. You get to eat something very simple, and somebody would just slip the plate outside the door, and you just have to take and eat, and that's it. So what will you do in that 14 days? 14 days, can you stay? You begin to count the days. My God, one day finished. Oh, it's very easy to, you know, to imagine. But remember, 24 hours a day. For 3 days, you might feel very, very good, very happy, because you get to sleep. Nobody to ask. Nobody is watching me. My God, no duties, nothing. I'm just there in my room. And for 3 days, 4 days, fine. Then afterwards, you can't. You can't. Because, why am I saying we can't? We are not able to sit still in 2 hours yoga bhati. So how can we sit for 14 days? They did for 14 years. If you are asked to sit the whole day here in this same hall, forget about 14 days. One day, sit one full day here. And listen. No sleeping. Okay? No sleeping. No dozing away. No right. Nothing. Just stay alert. Listen, listen. Yoga, listen. Yoga, listen. Yoga, listen. Can you do that? Today, one full today. How many can do? Because you don't understand English. You understand? You're from different language? Okay, then that's fine. So, can you do sit? Just, okay, forget about 14 days, but just today. Whole day you have to sit in meditation hall. Don't move. Just stick there. And don't sleep. Just listen to class and meditate, listen to class, meditate, listen to class, meditate. No global law, global hospital, no shopping, nothing. No food, yes. You will be given food. Is that okay? You can sit? See? So how can you raise your hand for 14 days? But they did for 14 years. Years is not a small thing. So the time, the renunciation they had was great. What did you think? They never had any hard sanskaras. They never had the clash or conflicts of sanskaras or nature or habits from one to another. Some came from very, very rich, like Didi Manmohini. And many other, sisters, they came from very, very rich. Most of them came from rich families. And there were some who came from ordinary families. And some, of course, maybe poor. So they had many categories of people. So living in a community with different, categories, different backgrounds, wasn't an easy joke. So one Baba, and to believe in that human being, looking at human being, that there is God inside that being, and to decide that your entire life will be for that. How was that possible? Now we see so much service happening, and now, a lot of people really want to surrender looking at so much service, but at that time, no service. No service. Only after they migrated to India in 50s that the actual services started. But not in the beginning, in 14 years, no service. So the effort, in fact, it wasn't effort, it was so natural in love. And everything is so natural when we have faith. We don't have to force ourselves for something that my mind is not, it's not appealing to my mind, but I'm forcing myself because intellectually I believe it. There are two things. One is intellectually I believe certain things. I know as a knowledge this is fine. Logically this is correct. This is right. But when it comes to my heart, I feel it's not really practical for me, according to my nature, my sanskara. I might not be able to do. But, it's good and it's nice, and I should do. There are two different things from head and heart. But they never applied head much. They applied more of their heart, and the effort was very easy. And as I understand, the fundamental, primary effort is to really become soul conscious, because that is the first and fundamental thing. And in fact, that is the last. In the journey of our spiritual life, We always, in every circumstances, in every situation, we have to answer to two things. To win over a situation, win over an obstacle, win over a sanskar, win over anything, we just have to answer two questions. In that situation, am I soul conscious or am I body conscious? If I am soul conscious, then it's not a problem, it's not a situation for me. But if I am body conscious, definitely that's a problem for me. And yesterday Baba made a very beautiful, well, we heard it many, many times. Maya comes only we forget Baba. Otherwise Maya doesn't dare come near us. Problems come, obstacles, is only when we forget Baba. When God is with me, you see, there's no space for Maya to be there. So if Maya is there, it's troubling. It is one thing, the Maya is present, and she also start working on me, and it's affecting, it means God is not with me. So anywhere the problem we face, am I soul conscious or body conscious? When I'm body conscious, there is attachment, definitely. And attachment is the root for all the vices. It's ego, take it greed or whatever. Jealous, or it's attachment. Basically, it's attachment. And because body consciousness in itself means attachment, soul is attached to the body in the first place. And then the rest of the attachments starts. So when I say I'm soul conscious, I'm detached from the body. It means I have no attachments. So that's what our final stage is. Nashta moha, smriti labda, destroyer of attachment, and we get that awareness. As I detach the attachment, I become the embodiment of awareness. I become conscious of all that I speak. And they had this in the beginning. And this was the effort they made. And Baba himself, many times, Lachudari had all Baba's diaries and all, Baba writing to make effort. Radhe is a soul. Yashoda is a soul. His Laukik wife. And so-and-so is a wife, soul. So-and-so is a soul. So he literally made an effort to have that soul consciousness and to see others as a soul. In one place, it's also easy to become soul conscious. But when we look at others, others' vibrations, others' nature, others' sanskara many times influence us. So even to look at others as a soul, as a pure soul, unaffected by their good or bad. Your good is not affecting, your bad is not affecting. It's easy to remain uninfluenced by somebody's bad, but it's very difficult to remain uninfluenced by somebody's good. And so it's very easily we slip into attachment, many times unaware. So to remain so detached, I have that love, but detached. lot of love. So when there is love, there are two things. One is sacrifice and one is surrender. That's what they did in the beginning. Love has such great strength, God's love. Human love can, you know, enables another human being to, you know, leave behind everything. God's love is great. It enables us to get rid of the whole world, this body even including. So experience that. She just surrendered like that. Instant surrender. And they were able to sacrifice. It's very difficult to sacrifice individuals, that personal space. We all have a personal space where you call it as a very warm, you know, very comfort zone or warm zone that we create for ourselves. We feel we are very safe and secure and comfort. And within that world of comfort zone, my likes, my dislikes, my tastes, it's my world. And it's very difficult for me to get out of that world. I might, if you ask me, take this out, I can sacrifice this. Take that out, I can leave that. But to get out of those, my inner world, what I think is my world, my beliefs, my understanding, that is a big sacrifice. That's big surrender. Ego. If somebody is respecting you, somebody is not respecting you. To get out of that inner world, that inner space, that's a big deal. Very big deal. And that was possible because as they experienced that God's love so full, the first thing is they're satisfied, they become satisfied, contented in their life. So when there is contentment, nothing can bother. And this is a big certificate. Many times Baba says, there are many other virtues. In fact, there are so many virtues. But Baba never used a word certificate for other virtues. But when it comes to contentment and satisfaction, it's a certificate. When I have my self-respect, when I experience God's love, so unconditional, so full, so filled, I'm filled. I regain my absolute self-respect. And I become very satisfied and content, and I just don't bother what you are. Your behavior towards me, whether you're giving or not giving, whether you're good to me or not, whether you love me or not, even if you're going to hate me, it's not going to hurt me. And mind, when I'm satisfied, my mind is cleared from all sorts of clouds and doubts. There are no blockages, there are no doubts. This or that, now or then, today or tomorrow, little or more. No questions, no confusions, no amendments. That's it. So there is stillness, there is stability. That's called as stability. Mind is stabilized. And I'm so satisfied. I'm contented. And And that's it. What effort? What else? What more effort should I need to make? I believe the easiest effort a Brahman could make, don't try too many things, please, please. The easiest method to become like original souls is just be happy. Smile, enjoy. They enjoyed their life. They never had food to eat in the beginning. Baba took them for a walk in empty stomach because they had love in their heart. Heart was full of love, stomach was empty. But because heart was full of love, that faith, Baba took them to eat berries and cherries, and they were enjoying that. They enjoyed every moment. They never commented or lamented, man, I wish I had a hot dog, or nice, good vegetable sandwiches, or maybe nice pilau, or they never even had a thought. They enjoyed eating berries because Baba is there with them. What difference does it make whether I'm eating a berry or I'm eating a cherry or I'm eating, that was a feast for them. They enjoyed everything, every moment there. Baba was giving them ghee and butter and all almonds and dipped in that, and they enjoyed that. And when there was a time where they had nothing to eat, they enjoyed that as well. That's yogi. But am I enjoying my life? So all that we need to, all the effort, as I understand, maybe I'm wrong, but as I understand, if you're able to learn to enjoy life, no matter what, how it comes, take it and see that the uniqueness and niceness in that. Let me enjoy. Let me not resist, you know, and become very touchy. I can't do this and I can't be there and no, I don't like. Let's get out of that world. Then we will be very, very happy. It's because we are trapped in that world, we can't really make effort. And we feel we are making a lot of effort. In fact, we are not even taking a step. We are really not taking a step. We sit here and think, I'm sitting on the globe, giving vibrations to all the souls, reaching out. I am in the subtle region and beyond subtle region into the third world. You are not one step away. You're right here. We're just thinking, but we're not being. Well, that's also positive thinking though. But how many years since we are doing the same thing and not having that experience to be that? It's a very nice feeling to think to be an angel. But if we are asked to be an angel the whole day, forget about years, not 14 days, one full day. Behave like an angel one full day. Be an angel one full day. Possible? Yes? No? Okay, half a day is gone, okay? From noon till night. Walk like an angel, see like an angel. See everyone as an angel. Even somebody hates you. If that person is in front of you, look at that person as an angel. The person who hates me, give so much of love to that person. The person who disturbs me, my mind, give him so much of love. That's what angels does. That's what they do. So am I able to do that? One full day. Without my crease on my face, No expressions. Just angelic face, whole day. With smile, a constant smile, like as you see Babdada having that beautiful smile constantly. No withered face, and it's possible one day in heaven. Yes? No? One whole day, yes, 24 hours. Okay, forget about, from 10 in the night to 4 in the morning because we are asleep. If I really practice that angelic stage in the day, I sleep like an angel, but natural. But really, really, honestly, ask self, will I be able to be an angel one day? Even the worst thing happens. The most, toughest person is in front of me. I am an angel. I have a beautiful smile. I smile. Possible? Someone irritates you. Don't give you what you want. You have to wait and wait and wait. But I am an angel. Possible? Yes, no? See, this is the only easiest effort. Just be happy, enjoy. Because angels enjoy and give that joy, enjoyment to others. But that's what they were doing in their early days. They enjoyed every moment. They never had any facilities. Life was not so easy for them at that point in time. But that belief, faith and love, the intensity of that love and faith that they had, is all that they had. And in that love, the tears of joy roll down their cheeks. No matter what is there, what is not there, didn't bother. Nothing mattered. Nothing matters. But today we are not able to make that effort. In fact, this is so natural. When you fall in love, enjoy the moment, to be happy, to renounce, to surrender, is a very natural thing. There is no effort. But because we don't have that intensity, that magnitude of love that they had in the faith, the word effort comes into picture. And therefore Baba had to many times say, Baba does not like children laboring. In the name of effort, children labor, breaking stones. Hold on to a hammer, keep breaking the stone, because that's the hurdle in my path of progress. So sit there, right in front of the rock or the stone, and keep hammering the stone to break. So that's effort. That's what we're doing. When you're very, very happy, something happens, how would you take it? Really. You're very, very happy. And something unpleasure, not really nice thing happens. How do you respond to that situation? How do you take it? Unpleasant thing happens. But you're very, very happy. So how do you take that unpleasant situation? When you're very happy, how would you take it? It doesn't matter, isn't it? Now, why does it not matter? It does matter because it's happening. It doesn't matter because I am happy. when your mood is really very bad, very sick, and even little thing happens, how do you respond? Or even somebody really wants to say hello to you, how do you like it? You don't want to see that person. So even nicer things may not be liked because you are not happy. So all that matters is the state of your happy, is state of your mind, the amount of love. If you see in the thermometer how much happiness and love I have, accordingly surrendering or sacrifice takes place. Actually, these two words are very big words, but actually, when we come into practice, it isn't really a big word. Because it's a natural thing that happens in the course of that love and happy state of mind. And when I'm enjoying, nothing matters. Yeah? So, you see the difference from the original effort what they made, and the effort what we are making, and the love that they had and love we have. Yeah? Difference? No difference? So now, what do we decide? What is the conclusion? What are we supposed to do now? Just enjoy. Enjoy. It's a unique life we have had. Okay. One thing, Baba didn't change. Did Baba change from then to now? Shiv Baba changed? No, he is the same. For God, all souls are same. God is like a powerful magnet, right? And there are different iron things, iron filings or iron, anything iron. Say, suppose there are many nails, iron nails. But those nails that has a lot of rust in it, though the magnet is powerful, nails that doesn't have less rust get attracted. The nails that has more rust will come closer, but doesn't cling to the magnet because the rust in the nail prevents from clinging to the magnet. But say, when it's totally clean, then it you know, we literally have to pull. It takes effort to pull from the magnet because it get, you know, it clings to the magnet so tight that it's hard to pull it out. So, yes. It is within our capacity how much I draw that love from Baba. Baba gives, he gives. But you draw more, I draw less. Yeah? So it's not in the fault in God that he's giving me less or he's giving you more. But it's just that you are able to take more, I'm able to take less. Though the source is the same, the method is the same. And for that we need to really sit and do some introspection as to why am I not able to draw that unlimited. And you know something? The most essential ingredient in human life is love. True love. Unconditional love. Real love. Which is so pure and so divine. That's what every soul wants. That's a need, in fact. And even though that source is right in front of me, who is read, who's giving me that unconditional, pure, divine, complete love, Why am I not able to take it? I need to ask myself, maybe I am trapped in human love. I am not able to get out of the attachment from human beings. Maybe I am trapped in my other sanskaras. My mind is engaged in other things. Because mind, it's only through mind that I will be able to experience that love straight into the soul. That's the reason it's called a super senses. Happiness and joy. Happiness and love. Two main ingredients, essential ingredients soul need. Why am I not able to get? Maybe my mind is engaged in something else that I'm not able to connect properly. Or that with that faith, with that recognition. Or maybe I'm not able to detach myself from the body for me to connect completely. So I need to see that, sit and talk to myself and have some introspection. Why am I not able to? What is pulling me back? What is keeping me from getting that love from God? I need to look at myself. Tap is open. Water is flowing. I have put the bucket, you have put the bucket. Maybe my bucket has a hole somewhere. It's filled and it's also draining out. So I'm not able to experience that fullness in myself. So I need to check. I need to sit and check. Yeah? Because it all differs from one soul to another soul. No? Points or my things where I lack certain things may be different from what your weaknesses. So we need to sit and see the connections, weaknesses. Where if there are any holes that is draining out the energy, whatever is the problem, we need to sit and sort it out. Yeah? Anything else? Yes, please. Come again?
What is love for you and how do you experience it?
Love for me, love for you, I guess is the same. Okay. Well, I guess it should be the same with me. What's your love then? Actually, here, love in the first place is understanding. It's not a blind love. And love here is not falling, but we are rising. So, first place is understanding in the right context, in right sense. And as I understand someone, something, then next step comes is faith, belief. Belief. As I understand, as I believe, then love becomes automatic. Then I want that more and more because I begin to attain. There are three things. One, as I understand, I have faith or trust or belief. I begin to believe it. Then comes, I believe because I begin to attain, get something out of it. And then the love becomes very stable. So any of these three things is lacking. Either attainment is lacking. I'm not understanding what am I going to get out of it. What am I getting? Or maybe I'm not understanding things in right context. And maybe my belief system, my faith is not that clear or stronger, then my love becomes strong or feeble. So my love is strong or feeble depending upon these three things. And the fourth, of course, there are four things. The fourth is my relationship. When I understand, I believe, I have that relationship, then I attain, I get from that source. As I get, as I want more, I get attached. And that's the love developed. Well, actually, it's a big session in itself. You know, it's a beautiful session. What it means really to surrender, what it means to sacrifice. Yes. The question was, what is surrender and what is renunciation? Yeah. Difference between renunciation and surrender. Yeah. It's a very beautiful words actually. Surrender is something that I give you all that I have. I'm open. You can use it. It is yours. Yeah? Maybe surrender is something I'm giving away. In the sense, maybe it's with me or maybe I'm not using it. I throw it out. Because it's not used to me anymore. I give up. But surrendering is, I love it maybe. But I want you to have that. Because I love you so much, I want you to use it. I like this shawl very much. Maybe. I want also. But because I love you more, I give you this. I surrender it to you. It now, this is yours. You can use it. Because now I have no attachment for this anymore. Because for me, more important is you want to use this. I want, it is yours now. I surrender it to you. It's open. You can use it now. It's yours. It's yours. But renunciation is something I throw away. You see? Because it's hurting me, it's harming me. And I'll say, let me come back to shawl. Now it's torn. I love this shawl very much. I've been using it for a long time. Now I've developed liking towards this. I think it's my lucky shawl. Yeah? Now this is torn. There are many holes in it. It's burnt little in the corner. But I want to still keep it. I don't want to throw it out. You know what I mean? I don't want to give it to anybody. I don't want to throw it. I want to keep it. So many times we keep many old things. We preserve. Though it's useless. So there are many things in us which are useless. It's hurting me. It's harming. But still we wear it. Many people wear stilettos. It hurts them. It's very bad for the knees. And the hamstring is painful. It's pulling. But still they wear it. Because maybe they want to look good or whatever the reason. They can't throw it away, renounce it, and wear simple slippers or simple shoes because they want to look great, maybe, I don't know. So, though it's hurting, they can't give up. They can't throw it out. You know, right? Something like that. Okay, we have a minute of silence. And let us remember to be happy and enjoy. It's actually wrong for my part to say, at least while you're in Madhuban, enjoy. In fact, you should be enjoying even after you leave Madhuban. Yes? Even if your flights are late, if you're asked to shift from here to Pandabhavan, whatever it is, or you don't get some good place to sit in front of Baba, your food is not good. It's very spicy and oily. Oh my God, Indian food. I can't take it. Enjoy. too cold, no warm in the hall, you know, it's not no heating in the room, no heating in the hall. Well, enjoy the cold. But don't fall sick. Okay? Take care of your diet and your health. Don't fall sick. Om Shanti.